Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Oh, I seem to be running that one a lot. I think we have a lot of messes around here. Welcome to Left Ahead. This is Mike Ball. I also blog at harumph.com. Tweet at Word, WHIRRED. Of course, post at leftahead.com as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. So anyway, welcome, and I was thinking about, you know, I ought to hold forth on the primaries, and everybody else is doing that. And it looks like Hillary and Donald are headed for a headbutting, and I'm pretty sure that she's going to win. I have a 97.2% assuredness that they go head-to-head, that people are going to say, we can't have a crackpot Trump up there. Anyway, but it looks like Bernie did okay, but, you know, mathematically, it still doesn't look good for him. His policies are by far the best, but anyway, go Bernie. So I want to talk about the T, as they call the Metropolitan Boston Transit Authority around here. This is the commuter rails, bus, and subway lines. Trolleys, too. We differentiate between subways and trolleys. So we recently had another fare raise, another 9 to 10% fare raise, and it happens regularly, and it solves nothing, absolutely nothing. And this is very predictable, and we knew we were going to get a pay raise, and they said, oh, we're going to have public hearings on this. And they had public hearings on it, and the public came out and almost to a person said, like hell, you know, you're not giving us service. The trains break down. You keep raising the fares and crying poor. Why should we give you any money? So nobody wanted it, but they knew they were going to pass it, and they did pass it. So there it was. It was, you know, suit. I had a very crude boss who used to say things like, it gives you a nice warm feeling. It's like peeing in a blue serge suit. Nobody notices, but it gives you a warm feeling. And that's the thing. It's like a whole public hearing, and people can say, oh, yeah, yeah, I had my voice, and I was ignored. So there you have it. But the question comes why they would do it and why they didn't do anything real. Because this 9 to 10%, depending on what actually kind of tickets you're getting, and doesn't solve any of the financial problems because the T is in big trouble and has been in big trouble for decades. And the question comes, why don't they do something substantial about it? And part of the obvious answer is it's a very complex issue, and it goes back to the legislature, and they would have to, number one, admit they'd made a huge blunder, and number two, fix it. And that's not the way that most lawmakers work, and certainly not in the Commonwealths like Massachusetts and Kentucky. So go back. I've done this before at Marion, Massachusetts, and Harumph, and here, and talked about it. And I had the former governor, Michael Dukakis, who is still a big mass transit fan, and he understands a lot of this stuff. And so we talked about that. And he and I agreed on many aspects of it. But he sees the real nature of the problem. And a lot of it goes back to the big dig. The T right now has about $9 billion in debt service that it has to cover. It's terrifically bad. And plus has about another $7 billion in delayed maintenance. It just hasn't had the cash for it. And why it doesn't have the cash, you might well add, is because, depending on the year, it's anywhere from 22 to 34% of their operating budget goes to debt service, paying the interest on their bonds and borrowings, bonds and other borrowings, I should say. And you have to ask, how did that come about? And the majority of it is from the big dig, the huge highway project. And you might very well say, well, that's highways. What does that have to do with the subway? The legislature made it to do with the subway, and the legislature made a terrific cock-up, and they won't fix it. They won't even admit that they really did it. So the short of it is, when the highway project was running billions of dollars over debt, over budget. And the legislature's quick fix was, oh, I'll tell you what you will do. We'll give and take away. We'll offload the bulk of the big dig overruns onto the mass transit system. But we will take our never-ending growth spiral of sales taxes and give them 1% to the mass transit people to make up the difference. And it'll come out even, and it's flush, and done and done and done. And no, it didn't work. And there was no never-ending growth spiral. And economies got good, economies got bad, and they got bad and really bad. And basically the sales tax doesn't contribute to it at all. So the T is saddled with billions of dollars worth of debt. It's like at least $5.5 billion of their debt is from the big dig. And the legislature should look at it and say, well, we miscalculated. We figured the sales tax was going to take care of it. We were dead wrong. We're honorable people, so we're going to fix it. And not likely to happen unless, you know, there's a governor with some real guts and the people scream about it. And, you know, it hasn't happened. But people have to say, you got to fix it. It's your mistake. You got to fix it. And they don't want to because it looks like it's going to mean more taxes or more money from the state siphoned off like rainy day fund kind of money and put into transit, which flips people out. And there again, it shouldn't. It truly shouldn't. when you look at it as a, is what is the what is the subsidy? And the state was always on the hook for the MBTA cost overruns until this big dig scam. And then that was in 2000. And then in 2009, they have a new transportation board that was supposed to reform everything. It was in the part of the transportation bill, and this is from Deval Patrick's era, about leftover from Tim Murray when he was lieutenant governor, and their transportation reforms, and they're supposed to do all this kind of stuff. And they got about halfway through it, and they did this stuff, and it didn't solve the problem again, and so they still haven't revisited it. And our new governor, Charles D. Baker, claims to be a bean counter, a numbers man. There are people, because he used to run the Harvard health program, they figured, oh, well, he's a physician and he understands medicine. No, no, no. He's a lifelong, a career-long insurance executive. He is basically a over-promoted middle manager. So he's in there, and it's, what are you going to do, Charlie Baker? And Charlie is going to do the same stuff. He doesn't want to do anything big. He doesn't want to dare talk about, shifting revenues around. He doesn't want to talk about putting the T on real evil, even funding, because the idea from the reforms was that the T would forward fund. That is, they would manage themselves in such a way they were efficient and that they had as much money coming in as going out. And so it wouldn't be a drain on anybody, wouldn't have to subsidize anybody. But again, the economy didn't cooperate, and they can't magically make these things happen. It's not Game of Thrones, for God's sake. There's no big dragon-guarded stock of gold to help them out. There's no golden bank that does this kind of stuff. So somebody really needs to have some vision, because this problem isn't going away, and it's getting worse. And we haven't seen any guts from the legislature or the governor's office to do anything about it. So it's a serious problem. And again, when they spend all of their money on debt service, or a third of it, then they don't have the money for maintenance and to improve service and all the things that people want and people scream about when they do these fare hikes. And they ask, well, why are you doing this? And they say, oh, it's going to help the T. And no, do a few million dollars here, maybe $100 million here, but you're dealing with $9 billion plus $7 billion. And that's really a very small drop in a very big bucket. And that doesn't do it. It doesn't address the big issues. So I would call for the legislature to get their act together, some honorable person in there to lead that. And it would be great if Governor Baker's office would take the lead on that and said, okay, I turned around the Harvard Vanguard or Harvard Community Health Plan or Harvard Pilgrim, depending on what it was at various moments. So I'm going to do that here for the state, for the transportation, because that's really important. I'll lobby for it. You should, too. But I wouldn't really count on that coming out of Baker's office unless he's under severe pressure. I wouldn't count on DeLeo in the legislature to lead anything. I just don't see it happening. So they're going to need to be reminded and told and pressured. And the T board, too. They need to do that. The general manager of the MBTA was at a local meeting a week and a half ago, I guess it was. Maybe just over a week ago. Frank DiPaolo. He was down there, and it was actually amusing theater. There were three city councilors, none of whom was on the transportation committee, which I thought was interesting. The guys on the transportation committee didn't bother to show. But President Michelle Wu showed, and Tim McCarthy, who was the district counselor for the Hyde Park, where the meeting was held, and Matt O'Malley, who is a great busybody who does a lot of things, he showed up, and they asked about things. And O'Malley got it off with some yucks there, because he had apologized in advance to DiPaolo, saying, you're likely to get a bunch of grief, you're likely to be like a Yankee at Fenway Park. Because people here are mad. So, but actually, they were very gentle with him. And DiPaolo did a CYA thing I couldn't quite believe, even for a bureaucrat. It was amazing. But he was in there, and because O'Malley said, you know, what I really like is a good resolution, because the big issue here is, can we lower the fares throughout the city limits so that they're the same as a subway fare, $2.10. Because in some places it's like 6 1/4, and it's like a half a mile away from the ones that are $2.10, and it's still within the city limits. And you go outside the city limits of Boston to places like West Medford, and they're 2 1/4, 2 to 2.10. And there's the T is saying, oh, well, it's all based on the distance from South Station, and that's hiding behind the real issue here. Is you're in the city limits, and it's just, you may be a state, Massachusetts. Thing, but anyway, everybody seems to agree. Everybody except for the T seems to agree that if you're in the city limits, it ought to cost $2.10. It's just, you know, Fairmount Line is there. The next stop down there, Reedville, is like 5 1/4. That doesn't make any sense, and it's a big difference to the blue collar and the lower middle and middle classes. It's a big difference every month. So they. DiPaolo was in there, and he was saying, well, that's nice. I realize it's a real problem. And O'Malley said, well, it has an obvious solution, and I'd like to just leave this meeting. I'd like this to be a real quick meeting. If you would just agree to cut it down to 210 across everywhere in the city limits. And then Frank, oh, he's a jolly guy, and he's, well, I really can't do that. It has to go before the Secretary of Transportation and the Transportation Board and the Governor's Office. And in other words, he's saying, I have no power. You know, I'd be happy to agree with you and be jolly, but, you know, I can't affect anything here. So basically, it was too bad, which was both amusing and frustrating, as you can see when he should not have come to the board if he didn't, or come to the meeting if he did not have any sort of authority or could not go up and say, I will go back to the transportation board and say, yes, we really need to do this. This is important. And he wouldn't do any of that. So I don't know that anything is going to happen. He basically promised us a whole bunch more hearings if people wanted them. So people can go out there and rant and jump up and down and feel good. Again, the blue surge suits syndrome. But I don't know that anything's going to happen there. But that seems to be the transit idea. So it's going to work better if we get our act together and force them into some real changes. Because then this is my big point. What it's all about is nobody along the line seems to be asking the big questions and the right questions. The governor came out and he said, okay, we had a terrible winter last year and the T didn't run and the commuter rail was clogged up and people were just, you know, out of work and it was just horrible for weeks and it was just the worst experience of Boston Transit ever. We have to fix that. So in his best Charles D. Baker mode, he had a hand-picked task force of yes men. And he said, I'll give you a very short period of time. I think it was like 2 weeks. And you come up with the solutions. You tell me what to do, how to fix this thing. And so you're looking at it and you're thinking, okay, they want, what's the short-term fix to keep the trains running when the tracks are covered in ice? We can't have these breakdowns like that. Which is all terribly interesting, other than there's no big question there. There's no, what do we want out of the T? The assumption was the Charles D. Baker one, which is we want the minimum. We want a frequent, reliable, clean, and safe transit system, both the buses and the trains and the subways and the trolleys. That's what we want. And that's part of it. But not the big question. It doesn't ask what's going on here. Because I think if you look at what you really want out of it, I mean, you go down and you sit down in the meetings. I've been to a number of transportation meetings. And when the public speaks, they say, well, you know what I'd really like to do is decrease congestion in town. I'd like to have fewer cars and trucks, a lot more people coming by T. And I'd like them to be on the bus and the subway and the bicycles. And I'd like it to be less noisy and less pollution and fewer accidents, fewer wrecks, I should say. I don't think reckless people who cause wrecks, that's not an accident. That's recklessness. Anyway, get down there and ask, what do you really want out of it? And then the question comes, okay, if you want all those things. You want low pollution, you want low noise, you want low congestion. What is it worth? And the answer is it should be worth a lot. It should be worth the same kind of subsidies you give motor vehicle drivers. You can go out there and find it. I'll give you a link to the T budget on the post on Left Ahead. But you can go out and do searches about what the subsidy cost is per mile for motor vehicles, and it is huge. You know, we also have a car here. I bicycle, I walk, I take the T. I love my commuter rail here from Fairmont. But I got to say, the car is just absurdly subsidized, and it is the roads and the bridges and the police on them, and all the maintenance. When you have going through everything on there, the teeny little bit that people pay in gas taxes and the annual car fee doesn't begin to cover any of that stuff. It is again a tiny drop in a great big bucket. So you look at it and you say, okay, if we subsidize the T in the same level, well, you'd get rid of the debt. You would pay off the debt. And now that's where Michael Dukakis and I disagreed. I said, if we really want all those things, if you want to have a pollution-free, noise-free, uncongested city, then you should make the T reliable, safe, very frequent, smaller units of trains and go very fast, great frequency, do all those things. And do it for free. Make it so that people just have to go on it. There's no reason to take their cars, their trucks, their SUVs, their Escalades, all those things. Just make the T so desirable that everybody takes it. And we don't have the noise and the wrecks and the pollution and the congestion. And we don't have it. And now that should be worth it. And that should be worth free. Now, Dukakis disagreed with me. He's a huge supporter of mass transit. But he said, well, it should be so cheap that people really want to take it just because it's so cheap. He suggested a dollar, and that was like, oh, gosh, that was like 8 or 10 years ago. He suggested a dollar. But it was a token fee. So, and then you take the money that you'd have for all the hardware to get you in and out and all of the token takers and sellers and all that kind of stuff, get rid of all of that, and spend the money on cleanliness and security and maintenance. And you come out well ahead of the cost. Our big costs are in there. And get rid of all of those things and have the employees to be those who keep you safe, who keep the trains in good condition, and who drive the trains. It's really pretty simple. But that would require the same level of subsidies that you have for automobiles and trucks. And it's perfectly reasonable, but people aren't asking those questions. People aren't thinking in those terms. And I'll go back and I'll lobby Baker again for it, because that's what's going to solve this problem, is coming in and saying, oh, okay, what do we really want out of mass transit? And that's what do we want? And why doesn't the Transportation Board, why doesn't the Secretary of Transportation, why doesn't the governor, why don't the legislators ask, what do we want from mass transit? And I'll do my part. If you feel inspired to make the world better for all of us, you do your part too. Is talk to all of those groups and write all those groups, visit all those groups and ask them the big questions. What do you want from mass transit? And what is that worth? And actually, I think if you probably do the accounting right, it would be just as cheap to pay for the subway and shift those costs away from all those ancillary support features and just have, you know, people who are in charge of keeping the subways safe and clean and frequent. So you have maintenance and security and sextons. And so you do that and make it free and get rid of the stupid debt. So I got to say, you know, ask the big questions and get the big answers. And if you don't, we'll have the same pathetic crap we have now, which is more debt and more moaning about, oh, we can't afford this and that. They can't afford it because they don't look at what the problem is. So I'm suggesting that we do that. Ask the big questions. Get the guys to look for big answers, and it's got to be the legislature as well as the governor. And I don't know. I think the Transportation Board seems to be a bunch of bureaucrats who don't really have a whole lot of sense. So I don't know whether they're not one of the ones who originate anything. They want to cover DiPaolo's butt when he's saying, oh, I don't have the authority to do this or that. Well, you know, the authority is in the legislature and the governor's office, and they can do things about it if they want to. But I got to say, they got to ask the big questions, and I'll do that. I'll probably send the thoughts again to Blue Mass Group and to the Boston Globe and get it out. Got to ask. We're not going to get the big answers if we don't ask the big questions. Okay, thank you for listening. Look at leftahead.com. I'll let you know if I have a guest coming up. Otherwise, listen in and check in a word, WHIRRED. I'll let you know when what's coming up the next podcast. Good afternoon.